Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 9 with verses 15 through 18. For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now, where there is a will, the death of the testator must be established, for a will takes effect only at death. It has no force while the testator is alive. Thus, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. Paul establishes the fact that blood was spilled also when the first covenant was discussed, by the blood of a bull that gave us a sacrifice for our lust. Covenant first claims this action and gives us a discussion of God's will in establishing death before receiving the promised eternal inheritance. Once we find Jesus as our eternal inheritance, we begin to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. It is how we live our life each day, captivating the truth in everything we display. And today, I have a chance to spend some time with someone I haven't seen in more than 45 years. Childhood time in the world, who used to make me laugh so much as we grew up together in Gainesville, even though he was a couple of years ahead of us. He was always such a pleasure to know and share the world with. I pray that we have a day of enjoyment, fishing with our good friend Aaron off the coast of Vero Beach. May the Lord bring us a good catch, and may I, in turn, share my love of Jesus with a soul seeking healing no matter where the place be. In Jesus' name, I will be there for them. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said we pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others and the Holy Spirit. We pray for the brothers in Kairos. The men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 9. It's verses 15 through 18. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. Its title, Established Testator, Death, His Will. Covenant new mediator is he, taken death to transgressions deliverance. Covenant first absolutely wasn't free. Inheritance eternal promised received omnipotence. Established testator, death his will. Death's effect received his eternal thrill. Alive is a testator, force none until killed. Inaugurated, covenant first, blood even spilled. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's April 28, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Thanks again for joining us. We always shout out to our good friends John and Marie. The blessings of Jesus give you strength to enjoy life to its fullest. Continue to bring you happiness as husband and wife forever. Call your bride and say hello. And give her the love she always knows. In Jesus' name is the best way to show. One-on-one, it's him to know. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. We close today in the name of Jesus at 6:11. Oh, thank heaven for 6:11, for Universal Utterings. And it's heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And God bless you.